Welcome back, 1144, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And joining me now, the Washington Times editor of the opinion pages, David Keene. David, how are you?
I'm just great. It's good to be with you. Spring.
Yeah, no kidding. I saw your piece this morning, Schumer Media Shield Law is Licensed to Censor. And I guess if you're a believer in the First Amendment, you better listen up, right?
You sure should listen up. My own view is that any time Senator Schumer starts talking about freedom of the press and freedom of speech, you ought to be careful, because this is a guy who's made very clear his desire to use the power of the government to shut up people who he happens to disagree with. So comes forward and says, I've got this law here, this bill, that would shield the press and protect them from government interference. It's time to take a careful look at what he's proposing.
Mm-hmm.
And what he is proposing really is cover for the president, who's under a lot of fire within the media because his Justice Department has gone after reporters, as we know, for leaks from the government. And this is a law that supposedly gives them some coverage, except in national security cases. But what's worse is that it begins the slippery slope toward media and journalistic licensing, so that in order to practice the profession of journalism, one would have to have the approval of the government.
All right, so Obama has the mainstream media on his side right now, but this would actually, if I'm reading it correctly, would go after the new elements, you know, social media. And
what it would do is it would allow, and it doesn't exactly say who would make these judgments, but it would allow the government to extend protection to members of the traditional media, people who have practiced journalism, as the statute says, for a number of years, who appear in regular traditional kinds of publications or in traditional broadcast media, but it would cut out bloggers and the new media. Now, you know, Andy, for years the traditional media has been fearful of the new media because of the competition.
Sure.
The Obamas and the Schumers of the world don't like the so-called new media because there's a lot of critical comments about them included in it. So what this would do would allow the government to basically certify who is and who is not a legitimate journalist.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like they would love to shut up a few of the hate websites the left likes to mention, like Drudge or, for that matter, the Washington Times.
Exactly right. When a left-wing activist or legislator starts talking about hate sites and illegitimate comments, he's talking about things that you and I might say or you and I might print, and that's the kind of thing that that they consider to be illegitimate speech. Senator Schumer, for example, has said that the comments and the freedom of speech exercised by the Koch brothers in criticizing Obamacare is un-American, just the kind of thing he'd like to shut up if he could.
Mm. Senator John Cornyn appears to be an ally on this. Has he got the help he needs to defeat any such bill?
Well, the Senate majority leader says they've got the votes, the 60 votes they need, or 61 votes to pass this. Cornyn the other day said that's just hot air, because if they had those votes, they'd have already passed it. But he's mobilizing opposition to it, and he's right. You know, he suggested in committee that if they really wanted to shield journalists, that protection should extend to any American exercising his or her rights under the freedom of speech and freedom of the press provisions of the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
That amendment was quashed by the Judiciary Committee because they really would like to move down the road to press licensing.
Uh-huh. All right, I'm going to move on to a couple other things while I have you here. The Koreas are trading fire. Where are we in all of this? It appears to me that Kim Jong-un feels emboldened by Vladimir Putin's approach to dealing with the U.S.
Well, that's exactly right. What's happening around the world is that major and minor thugs are beginning to realize that the sheriff is not on duty, and that they're now able to get away with things they couldn't get away with or wouldn't even have tried a few months ago. So they're testing us. They're testing the water to see how much they can grab. You've got the Chinese mainland demanding control over major parts of the of the ocean around them. You've got them demanding islands that are held by the Japanese. You've got the North Koreans testing the South Koreans. You've got what's going on in Ukraine and the fear of other countries in the region that the Russians may be prepared to march on them. And then you've got a president who says, no matter what happens, don't worry, because we're not going to resort to any arms or anything of that sort. You know, the two presidents in modern history who used the military less than any others were Dwight David Eisenhower and Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to maintain the peace without getting us into wars all over the world for the very simple reason that they were credible, that they maintained a strong defense, and that those bad actors or potential bad actors around the world knew that if they got out of hand, that these guys would respond and the United States was on watch. Today, we have a president who is not only not on watch, but is willing to announce to the world that while he might give a speech criticizing anybody who engages in aggression, he's not going to do much about it in any real terms. So as a result, the neighborhood's beginning to deteriorate.
Mm-hmm. Obamacare, the enrollment period, is officially over, or is it?
I don't think that that you can bet on anything when it comes to Obamacare, because deadlines and provisions of the statute are irrelevant when it comes to the whims and the wishes of the President of the United States, who simply ignores the law or rewrites it in his own head and then announces that those revisions are proper. Obamacare is really a tremendous example of the way in which this current administration has played loose with the law. I remember when he made his first change in the law, it was Tom Harkin, the liberal senator from Iowa, who stood up and said, didn't we pass a statute? Didn't we pass a law that had deadlines in it? And what gives the president the right to change the law just because he wants to? People have been asking that ever since, when he's gone through 30-some revisions of that law without coming back to the Congress to ask for ratification. So I don't think, Andy, that you can make any predictions as to what this president will do if he finds himself in another problem with the implementation of the law, or more importantly, if he finds that something involving the implementation might impact Democratic candidates in the fall election adversely. If he finds that, count on a change.
Yeah. One thing this president isn't doing, and we thought perhaps he was, is sending illegals home. He claimed that, and his administration representatives claimed that he had deported more illegals than any other president before him. But yesterday we had a story in the Washington Times that disputes that, and even went as far as saying we kept 68,000 people with criminal backgrounds.
And therein lies the real problem with his position. First of all, numbers lie, and liars use numbers to make their case. The fact of the matter is that the claim that he was deporting all these people was, in the first instance, based on a faulty analysis of the numbers. But what's worse is that the argument for not just willy-nilly deporting everybody is that what you do is you focus your resources on apprehending and removing criminals to sneak into the country, people who've committed rape, murder, robbery, all the other things that can get them arrested and incarcerated for. And what this president is now doing is releasing thousands and thousands of prisoners who have no right to be in this country, who violated our laws coming in, and then once they got here, committed crimes. He's releasing them into the general population.
Mm-hmm. And finally this week, Piers Morgan says goodbye to CNN with a parting shot aimed at the NRA. Are you sorry to see him go?
I'm delighted to see him go. I was just in the United Kingdom myself for a program at the Oxford Union, and I told them that they had to listen politely because I put up with Piers Morgan for 2 years. People came up to me afterwards and says, isn't there some way we can get you to keep him? Because we don't really want him back here.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right, David, always good to talk to you. Thanks.
My pleasure.
David Keene, opinion editor here at the Washington Times. If you get a chance, read his piece in today's Washington Times. Schumer Media Shield Law is licensed to censor. 11:53, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times.